The outdoor toilet down there, but the older one is just here. This is Edward Brayshaw's home site, 1890s probably. So a member of that very large Brayshaw family, he would have grown up and probably been born actually at Bobian Homestead, certainly grew up there. And so they were living here, and apparently the Chalker's chimney, which we'll see later this afternoon, that has an association with that branch of the family too, although it's a bit difficult to sort of work out the details on that. But one of the sons of Edward Brayshaw was Ted Brayshaw. And just to really confuse you, he married Roma Oldfield, who was Iris Oldfield's sister. It was Iris who was Henry Curtis's wife. Okay, so Henry and Iris, who were living at Brayshaw's hut, as I just said, and Henry, who used those yards up there. So his sister-in-law, Roma Oldfield, married Ted Brayshaw. And they actually lived in Brayshaw's hut for a while too, and then they became, in time, they managed Gudgeonby and managed Auroral and moved around the place. So Ted, being a son of Edward, grew up here. I can't remember Edward's wife's name. And the sad thing about Edward is that he was quite a good bush carpenter. He helped Davy Brayshaw, his brother, build Brayshaw's hut. So, okay, Edward was a brother to Davy, for whom Brayshaw's hut was built. And he injured himself with either an axe wound or something working in the bush and had to be taken to across to Bradbow or possibly into Cooma. And I believe a nurse who attended him undid the bush bandaging and he died of loss of blood. So, you know, one of those trials of living in the bush, you know, that sort of accident and lack of medical care. So in the 1960s, I think Jack Maguire was still owning this, and then his land was bought by a chap called Sam Aboud, A-B-O-U-D, and he built a rough house here, like a big metal garage, basically. So this was his land for some years. And the story goes that his wife or girlfriend wouldn't come to the bush with him unless he provided a flushing toilet. And there it is, still there today. So we can see the cistern and the actual bowl is around the other side.